Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform with Zulu. Testing for the Bamer. KF8 CWF. NACDF. Give me 2 seconds. Run into the gas station to get some go juice. Roger. I'm back. Good morning. Tell me I did not hear what I think I overheard on your way home yesterday. You sure did. I'm about to throw it out the window. I'm done dealing with it. I'm going to send you to a very nice email. And, yeah, I don't understand how it could be totally fine and then go back to this. Well, the question becomes, it may be the problems in the control head. You know, can you just swap the control head out with another one, like I got one here or any of the number of the other ones? Although, I don't know why you want to think with it at this point. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's almost like it's defective to the point where it's killing itself, because it was working, and now it's not. Pretty strange. Is it any better than it was, or is it pretty much the same now? I mean, maybe marginally better, but still beyond unacceptable for a $600 radio. Wow. You still got it in the car? Did you switch it out for the 5100? I'm on it right now. I didn't feel like messing with it last night when I got home, but and then I got to go to Detroit for dinner tonight with AWS. So tomorrow, I plan on ripping this thing out, and I'm not even going to get an RMA. I'm going to send it to Yaesu and tell him to pound Sam. Well, be nice to see it. I'd love to hear that thing. You say it does it on the bench, on the house power supply? It's not limited just to the vehicle. I think you made that clear a few times. The last time I tested it, after their quote repair, they did it on the bench before and after. This time I pulled it out of the box, hooked up to my Elinco power supply, and it did not do it. When I put you guys talked me into it, I put it in the truck and it did not do it. And then the next morning, or next day, I talked to you guys all day, not all day, all morning on the way in, and it was totally fine. I was geeking. I'm like, hell yeah, this is what it's supposed to be. And then on the way home, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. That is really, really weird. That's especially the fact that it seemed to clear up for a bit. I don't know if there was any moments of intermittency before they replaced the motherboard, but if there was, then I guess it's just, it's the same as it was, intermittent. But seems like that was unusual. So it's doing it right now, eh? Yep. And I don't know that, I'm not saying it's not my truck at this point, right, because it was fine, but nothing had changed, and then it reverted back, so that's why I'm like, I can't be anything in the truck, because it was fine, and now it's not, so. doing it right now, maybe not as extreme as it was. And then yesterday I was on my way home and it stopped doing it after talking to Dave for like 5-ish minutes. So, I don't know. That kind of points me into either the cold messes with it, which would be ridiculous, or there's a power issue. The phone. Interesting. That would be... I have heard high-pitched whines in the speakers due to nearby telephone devices, although much less now than in years past. Quite often, I haven't heard that in quite some time, but it's an interesting concept. Of course, that's easy. Check if it's doing it, shut the phone down, see if it goes away. You can usually on, off, you can usually tell, you know, turn the Bluetooth on, off, turn the Wi-Fi on, off. Never thought about that. Well, I've been in the truck for, I don't know, 7-8 minutes, and it's gone now, so it's pointing me towards some kind of battery issue. Do you know what the voltage is in that truck normally? I'm guessing it's like any other truck, right? 13.8, when everything's, you know, tip-top and running, and then, you know, but the radio should be perfectly fine between... Holy moly, what the hell are these guys doing? Man, people. Anyhow, radio should be pretty fine over a pretty wide range of voltages. Shouldn't be finicky at all. Yeah, that was kind of my thought. Told Dave, I'm like, truck doesn't even have 13,000 miles on it. I find it hard to believe that I'd have a bad battery when everything else works fine, the other radio works fine, truck doesn't have any issues, so, I don't know. I'm sick of messing with it, sick of being disappointed. I'm just going to take it out, and that's it. The shitty thing is I can't even, like, sell this and get my money back out of it. Like, I'm at the mercy of Yaesu to be like, okay, here's a new unit, or here's a credit. Well, Motorola used to have a thing, they called it Plan X, and, you know, if you had something that went back a few times without, what is this, there are some real boneheads out driving today, no reason for it either, but, you know, and of course every manufacturer has their own threshold for this, but Motorola, if you sent one back to them, like, a certain number of times, a few times, like maybe the third time's charm, they would plan exit, send you out a replacement. I don't know if they do that anymore. That was probably been since the 90s since I had a plan X radio, but I haven't had a radio that's been back in several times for the same problem in years, so I don't know. I imagine they would still do something similar. Yeah, I'll email them again today and say, hey, put it back in the truck. Same issue. What are the next steps here? Because I'm tired of dealing with you guys.
KE8VFI.
Morning, Greg.
Good morning. Did I hear Dakota's having another problem, or I just fired off, so I don't know what's going on.
Just the same problem for the third time.
So it's making that noise on you? Ay. that would be the end of my rope right there, for sure.
I'm really still just amazed that on the second time around they just didn't offer to swap it out. That's, you know, especially being literally weeks old. You sent it in. That's crazy. Well, they're in California, so logic is lacking over there. I'm not expecting them to do anything. I have a feeling it's going to be a full-on fight, and I'm actually going to call DXE and just tell them I've tried everything. You guys need to step in as a reseller and do something here, because clearly it doesn't matter what I do or what I say. They don't fix it, or they try to fix it and they throw parts at it, and that's not the issue. Clearly it's a lemon radio. And it sucks because the only leverage I have is I spent a lot of money with DXE, and at this point I'm done with the ASU. I won't buy another one. I said that last time. I haven't bought one since this one. I lied. I bought the seventh time, but that was before this shenanigans. But if I'm still in the return window, I'm going to return the seventh time too. I'm just not dealing with it.
Yeah, I hear you. That's just awful. I'm amazed they didn't swap it out as well. But yeah, DXE Engineering, that's a good avenue. Give them a shot at it or whatever they may or can do. I don't know. Be interesting to see how it plays out, but man, I'm bummed for you because yeah, you went through enough. It should be fixed.
You know, I'd even include in the letter, or whoever you talked to, I'd say, did you actually hear the problem? Because you know, it's like I don't know how you could send this back. Of course, with it being intermittent now, you know. That leads me to, you know, that there's entirely possible they could have thrown it on the bench and said, we got it. You know, if you could verify they heard it, you know, in the first place. But, you know, it'd probably be a good idea for you to throw it on the bench as well, just make sure, you know, to absolutely, again, make sure that it's not the truck, you know, it's on the bench supply and all that stuff. It was doing it like that before, so no reason to believe if it's the same noise it wouldn't be doing it again on the bench. Weird. Well, what else is anything good today? Because I'm going to be probably heading over to Phil's. He's getting tower work done, putting an antenna up, and he lost his PA in his repeater, so I'm going to run him out of PA for his repeater and maybe sweep his antennas after the steeplejacks get done putting his antenna up. So, got that going on another note. I'm just, I'm wearing the clown costume today. I got Amazon coming in, so I got to go do that today and tomorrow and go down to Chartreuse in Detroit for dinner. Never been there, never heard of it, but yeah, we'll see. And I'm not trying to, you know, beat a dead horse here. So I apologize that this has been a topic for the last 2 months. But I'm gonna drop it because I'm gonna do one more thing today and send some emails and then that's the end of it.
All right, very good. No big deal. We need to all hear about the goings on, and I want updates as well. So. You got a good dinner in line. That sounds good. I don't know that I know that place either. It sounds familiar, but I don't think I've been there.
Yeah, it doesn't sound familiar to me either. I know a lot of places down there. Chartreuse, did you say? Like the color? But, don't. There's nothing wrong with talking about it and keep talking about it. I don't know if there's anything else we can really say at this point. You know, just make you more frustrated. That's all I'm saying is, all right, you know your plan, you know. But, hell, you know, I got no problem talking about it. I just figure it's frustrating you. Because we can't help. This is crazy. I've never been a big Yaesu fan, so, you know, I'm not. But it's not for that reason. I've never known them to be, you know, bad in that realm. I don't know. I really have no, because I've not been a big DAC fan, I've not had a lot of dealing with them. Although I do really like their mobiles, you know, their FM mobiles. So, figure there's that. Anywho, and I know their current run of HF rigs are pretty stout. So, it's, never, hey look, I don't like Dicom either for HF rigs. But now they're my go-tos, so go figure that. Things change. But pretty much the thing is I've just not had a whole, outside of my FM mobiles, which is what we're talking about, oddly, I've not had a whole lot of experience with these Yaesus. I got a 200, a 400, a 500, and a 8900. I've got several. And they do, one thing I've seen from Aces that I've not seen from other manufacturers, they do like to eat finals. That seems to be pretty common in Yaesu mobile radios, which is annoying and scares me. I never run mine in high power. Anyhow, enough on all that. Dakota? I wish ICOM would step up a bit and refresh their mobile units because the 5100 came out like 15 years ago, I think, or 2000, I don't know. It's old, and they haven't done anything since. So that's my only gripe with ICOM is they just sit on their stuff forever, which I guess you can only innovate so much in a technology that's been around for decades and, you know, no, forever pretty much. And that's my only gripe is their stuff's just dated. It looks dated. It's just baffling to me that it goes away. That's what I don't get. Like, is it when the truck warms up? Is the unit cold? Is it the battery needs to recharge a bit after driving? Like, it was same thing yesterday. It was about 10 minutes and it went away. So, it's strange. I might try. I like this radio a lot. That's what drives me crazy. It's like a abusive girlfriend. But I might try that buck booster Dave was talking about just to ensure that it's getting proper voltage, you know, 13, whatever, and give that a whirl. It's $50. If it doesn't work, I'll ship it back. But, yeah, I don't know. I like not having to have an external speaker and extensions and all that crap running around. Greg?
I like the abusive girlfriend analogy. Yeah, you're right. You like the radio. But you just, it keeps pestering you and making you angry. I didn't realize you were intermittent or had it go away now when the truck warms up. So, yeah, temperature and or voltage. A couple things you can look at, because you said when you first got it, I think you looked it up at home and said, hey, it's fixed. And now you got it. It almost sounds like a, not, I guess, same issue, but I don't know, something's causing that. And I guess if it's cold, look up the operating temperature of it, and if it's in specs, then it's got a problem, but it may not be in specs. I don't know what the range is for their allowed operating temperature. Interesting.
Well, what about how you have it hooked up? I mean, how do you have that thing wired? You know, are you into the proper battery? I know all these vehicles have a start-stop battery, and then they have a regular battery. You got something like that going on, you know, where you're out of convenience. You're hooked up to the start-stop battery, which is often right under the seat, you know, as opposed to the main vehicle battery, which is out on the hood or somewhere else. You know, I'm just tossing that out there. I don't know where any of your batteries are or any of that or how you hooked it up. But you could be something as simple as that, just get it hooked up directly to the main vehicle battery. I don't know. And yeah, the abusive girlfriend thing's great. Display's great. I like the big knobs with that noise it makes. Good God. Dakota. It's to my cabin fuse panel because getting through this firewall is a nightmare. As far as I know, this truck only has one battery and it's under the hood. Just because the cranking amps needed it's a V8, so I don't think they would have a secondary smaller battery for start-stop. And again, the 5100 doesn't have any of these issues, so that's why I'm like, you know, Yaesu keeps saying, well, it's probably your installation. Like, well, the other radio's totally fine, so I don't think it is.
Uh-oh, in paradise?
It's still broke. Morning, Anthony. Hand it over to Greg.
One and done for him. Anyway, got a little project going here at my desk. I'll let you guys chat. I might chime in again if I hear something. KEBSI, Sean.
Roger. Well, good luck on your project. I'm just deciding. I'm at my strip of fast food here, kind of figure out where I want to go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I think Starbucks will be it. What say you, Dakota? I could go for a breakfast sandwich. This sounds good. I don't know what your options are, but I know Starbucks has some good breakfast stuff. I'm slow rolling today. I didn't get out of bed till 6:30, and I usually leave my house by 6:30, so I might, I need to get a car wash. Damn it, I was going to say, I might stop and grab a sandwich, too.
K8RU, there's time for a car wash and a sandwich. You're already running late. Why not?
I don't know how long a car wash takes, but I'm of the opinion, as Anthony says. What's the difference? Oh, so let's see here. Anyhow. Oh, look at that. First one to the window. All right, I'm checking out for the barista. Be back in a minute. Dakota, W8FU. N8DBF. My drive just got even longer. There's an accident on 53. Yay.
Dakota, mobile order at Starbucks and get yourself a sandwich, and then it won't even take any time at all.
I don't think I've, no, I do. I'll be right next to one, actually, by the car wash I go to. Maybe I will grab something.
So the gate crew's still fighting you?
It's like we took a half a step forward. Like, it was fine yesterday, or when I got it, I think yesterday. And then I put it in the truck and programmed it, and it was fine. I modded it. It was fine. I talked to Sean and you on the way in yesterday. It was fine. I jumped in the truck on the way home and talked to Dave. Noise was back. Got in the truck again this morning. Noise was back. But it cleared up after like 10 minutes of talking. So I don't know if that's the truck is, you know, the battery's getting back up to that 13.8 voltage, and that's where the radio wants to be because it's a picky little Yaesu. Or if it's like, you know, I'm cold, I need to warm up first. I don't know.
That's weird, and it's hard to determine it with the weather being so cold. I wonder, I'm sure you warm your truck up in the morning. Does that make a difference? Today's the first day you notice it, so you have no idea, but that is weird.
I mean, I run my truck for, you know, 5 minutes just to but I've got heated seat and a heated steering wheel, so if the truck's still chilly, I don't care as long as my seat's not cold. I don't really run it for that long to where, like, the air temperature in the cab is warm. Plus, it's under the passenger seat, so that's probably one of the last places that are going to get warm.
Maybe over the next couple days, run the truck for 15, 20 minutes before you leave and see if that makes a difference. I mean, at this point, it's probably just a process of elimination to figure out what the problem is. Who knows? That's weird.
The easiest test, depending on how clean I get my truck today, will be I'm going to bring it inside my office for the day. And that'll rule out the temperature because I've got to jump in the truck to go down to Detroit this afternoon anyway. So if I plug it in and I get in the truck, I'm not going to remote start my truck. This is such bullshit, I gotta be scientific about this. I'm not gonna start my truck, the radio will be warm, I'll plug it, and if it doesn't then, I know it's the truck. If it doesn't do it then I know it's the radio, it's cold.
Are you bringing in the head unit? Or are you bringing both of them in?
You guys doubled. I'm gonna bring in the base. Go ahead, Sean. Oh, I was just saying I'm back, but, yeah, it's crazy. I know, you know, I will say this, and I know Dave's does this, and I know we're not the only ones, but my 500, it makes, I call it a farting noise. It goes, you know, it makes this like, that's as best I can describe it. It's like this little motorboating sound, and, oh boy, I got a road rager behind me. Anyhow, but it makes this like motorboating sound, and it seems to only be like when it's, you know, certain times when you accelerate from a stop or something, or from a start stop, you know, so I think it's a voltage-related issue, and I think Dave fixed this with the bucker, you know, the buck boost. I put up with it because it doesn't happen all the time. It only happens in certain conditions. And then the other day when it was really, really frigid out, really cold, and I normally warm my car up, but this time I did not, and it was making it a lot, you know, so it's definitely, you know, related to temperature, or the battery could have been low because of how cold it was, you know, it just dipped a little, but it's not a high-pitched noise at all. It's like a, you know, like you said, a farting noise is, and it just does it very briefly, and then it's gone. It's not like it's continuous. It makes a, you know, burst of it. Dave had it. I've had it. I still have it occasionally. Not enough for me to care about or do anything about. It bothered Dave enough to put in some sort of a buck boost, and I think that solved it for him. But I guess the only thing you could take away from that as I pull up to my parking spot here and get ready to make my final is I know these radios do have some issues with, you know, with doing funny things when they're cold or the voltage dips a little. You know, maybe yours is just manifesting in a somewhat different manner. I don't know if... I think Anthony's up next. I'm going to switch over to Mike D, but I may or may not jump back in. So go ahead, guys. W8FU.
Yeah, Dakota, whatever it is, I hope you fix it, because I know this is super frustrating. I don't even know what I would do if I was in this situation, because I would just be fed up and disappointed and mad that I was out, you know, $500 or whatever those things cost. It's super frustrating. So hopefully you get it figured out. Maybe it is a matter of being cold or it's your truck or, you know, at least whether you can fix it or not, it would just be nice to know what the issue is.
Yeah, I'm still pointing towards voltage issue too. I can't see it being a temperature thing. I mean, it's cold out, but it's not like, you know, it's 25 degrees. It's not miserable. And, you know, that thing is under the seat right next to the floor heater, which I always have the floor heaters on, or the floor vents, I should say. So I find it hard to believe that it'd be a temperature thing. If it was like negative 50, maybe, you know, then we'll talk, but... Operating temp, you would think it would do okay, you know, down to about 0 degrees. I think I'm going to try that booster, just based off of Sean and Dave's issues with their farting noises and the sensitivity to voltage drop. I mean, who knows? These new trucks have so much garbage in them now and so much electricity, you know, power pulling off for all these stupid sensors and this, that, and the other thing. I wouldn't doubt if the thing needed to, if the battery needed to, you know, spool up, so to speak, after sitting in the cold for a little bit. So, I don't know. We'll see.
You know, it's funny because my concern has always been electronics sitting in the car in the summer. Never once have I been concerned with the winter cold. You know, it just takes a little time to warm up and but the heat is what has always concerned me, so it's interesting that it's even on the radar that it could be an issue with the cold temperatures.
I think it's related to the cold, but it's related to the cold in regards to the truck, not the radio. That's my hunch. I'm gonna test that theory. The good thing is, I guess it's a good thing, it doesn't seem like I have a super problematic radio now. Maybe it's just a little sensitive. It doesn't want to get its feelings hurt. But before, it was constant. Like, any power source I put that thing on, it sounded like garbage. It sounded like a blown speaker. And, like, just the squealing, hissing, squeaky bell anytime the speaker turned on. Now, it's only when it's, like, first thing, when I get in the truck, whether it ran for a couple minutes or not, you know, by the time I talked to Sean for about 10 minutes, it went away.
At least it's going away. Looks like I'm getting traffic here, too. This is ridiculous, but must be just the game today.
Yeah, I'm finally getting off on Hall Road here.
You catch any of that plane crash last night?
No, I didn't hear anything. It was probably already in bed. What time or what happened?
It was around 9:30, 10. There was a commercial airliner that hit a military helicopter.
Oh, yeah. How?
I haven't gotten that far yet. It popped up on my scanner app on my phone, so I started listening, and clearly it was chaos. There was like 25,000 people listening to whatever scanner channel it was on that app, and I don't know. I don't know how. I haven't looked into it this morning. When I get into the office, I'll probably look at some news stories about it, but I mean, I don't know. I can't even fathom that happening, even, you know, by accident. That's insane.
Hey, WJ.
Is that Jay?
Yeah, the helicopter hit the plane was coming in for a landing, and I don't know what, they don't understand why the helicopter, it's one of them Black Hawk helicopter, Army helicopter, hit the plane.
Where was this?
Washington International Airport.
Someone's going to be in a hot seat.
You know, unfortunately, I'm no aviation specialist or expert. I don't know that when your helicopter hits another plane that you have an opportunity to be in the hot seat any longer. It sounds really not good.
Yeah, the helicopter was supposed to be on a practice, some kind of practice thing, yeah. And, you could see the helicopter going right at the plane. Plane coming in for a landing. Helicopter's coming straight at it. You can see it right there at the night there. And bang, all you can see is light, a big ball of light. And then the plane and all of it just went right down.
I'm going to have to check that out when I get into the office here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just wild to even think that it's a possibility. You know, luckily you don't hear about things like that often, that those kind of mistakes are made in aviation. It's pretty wild.
Well, all together, I think it's about, they believe around, somewhere around the area, 60 feet, six people think they're possibly dead.
Did you say 66?
I didn't believe it. It's about 60 people, 60 passengers on the plane, and of course the pilot, co-pilot, and somebody else or something in there, and then in the other helicopter, it's like three people or something like that too.
Yeah, that's sad, especially when it's an accident like that that could so easily be avoided. Like, there's just no reason for that.
Yeah, you know, you'd like to think you can't blame incompetence. They're pilots. The one guy's in the military and the other guy's a commercial pilot. So, it's not like they were weekend warriors and they're flying their Cessnas or jet planes or anything. That's wild. Absolutely wild.
Yeah, you don't get in the cockpit of either one of those things without thousands of hours of seat time, so that is kind of crazy that happened. That's why I'm wondering, you know, what was the miscommunication?
Well, it do sound like the one was in the Army helicopter where they're sort of doing a practice run or something there. That's what it sounded like.
There's got to be system failure. Something you know, there had to be a radar system, some sort of system that has other aircraft that shows the proximity that failed, or, I mean, I don't even know. That's wild. Very scary for sure.
What's scary about it is when you guys see it for yourself, the way they show it, it's sort of in a distance, and it's at nighttime, and you can see the little light from the Black Hawk helicopter coming right towards the airplane, the plane coming in for a landing, and bam, all you can see is the light has gone off the airplane, and all you can see like sparks and everything, stuff was just flying everywhere.
That ain't BBF. Yeah, it's shocking. I mean, you don't really hear about air-to-air collisions. That's kind of a thing I thought we had ironed out.
Yeah, I mean, it almost makes me want to do some research and figure out when the last air-to-air collision was that wasn't in theater of war. I mean, my goodness. It is just not something that happens.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd still like to know why that helicopter couldn't see that plane. Man, I'll tell you, because you could see the helicopter from in the distance, and it's coming straight at the plane coming in for landing. And helicopter just sort of half going straight at it. And then all of a sudden, all you see is lightning at nighttime. I mean, it was terrible, man.
Born in a car wash. Back at AGDM.
Yeah, we'll see as more information comes out what actually happened. It's it is very concerning. You know, it even less often do you hear about something like that a civilian aircraft is involved in, let alone a commercial civilian aircraft.
I'm watching CNN News. DC officials give update on fatal jet army helicopter collision. It's a mess, man. It's a mess. Yeah, I feel sorry for those family and stuff that's probably waiting on their loved ones coming in, and man, and may have been able to save some people, possibly. It was so, you know, nighttime is hard to, you know, it was hard to see there, so they may all be gone, man.
KE8RUH. So, right now they're saying that everyone involved may have died?
Yes, sir. Let's see, a 60 passengers, and of course the pilot and co-pilot, that's 62, and I'm not sure, maybe they may have had two more on there in the cockpit, and of course in the Black Hawk there was like two or three people, so probably about 68 people have passed.
What a tragedy. This is unbelievable.
Well, it sounded like they was on a train, and I don't understand why they do it at nighttime. Maybe they had a night train. I don't know. But like I said, they're talking about it down CNN News and probably NSNBC News and all that stuff too there. So, yeah. Excuse me. So, yeah, I'll hear more about it, though.
Yeah, I'll have to live stream something when I get into the office so I can start paying attention to what's going on. This is tragic.
NHGF.
Welcome back. Hey, I actually got a car wash the other day. I was pretty proud of myself. My car looks pretty nice after all that heavy salt was on there.
Yeah, I know. The only reason I did it is because I've got black boots on, black dress pants, and a jacket, so figured I'd be getting quite dirty getting in and out of the truck today.
That does make sense. I need to do my interior. My WeatherTech mats are just caked with soot and nonsense. But I was just looking. There's a new Jack car wash right on my way into the office. So it's just, I gotta look and see what this charge for monthly washing. It's that convenient, and they're open on my way in. I might actually start washing my car.
That's the main reason I don't do it, is I don't have anywhere that, like, you know, on my way in, pop in, you know, it's like a pit stop. That doesn't exist for me. It's go 2 miles out of your way to get your truck washed.
Yeah, even, you know, I struggle because I have the antenna on my trunk deck lid, and then I have the roof rack, and there's a lot of places that won't even let me go through with the roof rack. I'd be happy to take the antenna on and off, but I've had multiple places stop me with the roof rack, so I don't know. And I also don't really care. It doesn't bother me. A dirty car has never bothered me at all, so we'll see. But if it's inexpensive, maybe I'll do it.
I always go to the touchless just because, like, I can. I don't have to get, like, my 2x4, you saw where it's mounted. I run that thing through the car washes. It gets smacked a little bit, but it's only, like, the top 4 inches, so it's not putting any strain on it. And I also don't like stuff smacking against the paint. The paint swirls are what get me, even though you probably can't see it on a white vehicle. But, yeah, I'm patiently waiting for something to open up on Eastbound Hall Road over here, but I don't think there's room for anything, so... there is that one over, Greg was telling me about it, which used to be Robin Auto Wash down Shane. I don't know how familiar you are with this area, but then again, it's out of the way.
Yeah, especially when you're on Hall Road or any, it needs to be on the same side that I'm on. I don't need to do a turnaround. I don't want to cross traffic. I want it to be easy, convenient, in and out. Maybe that's just me being a crabby old man, but... I don't need anything to be difficult in my life. There's enough things that are difficult.
No, I'm the same way. Like, especially if it's going to work. I mean, going to work, I don't care as much. I'm quite late today. But I'm a salary employee, so I don't really have set hours. And then going home, I just want to get the hell home. I don't want to stop and wash my truck, especially living on a dirt road. And it's not clean the next day. All right, man. Well, I'm finally here. I'm going to get inside, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of people waiting for me because that's how the mornings go. So I'll catch you, find out today, but maybe tomorrow. Clear up yours. N8, DBS.
All right, I'll catch up with you later, Dakota. KE8RUH.
WAEAP. W8FU.
you make it over here? NAKBB.
W-A-W, A-B, and P-R.
ATFU testing 1-2.
And you're making it pretty good, actually. Are you hearing me? Okay, that time I just heard you coming through the repeater. It didn't have enough to decode the PL. But I heard you straight out of the repeater. Alright, well it's connected, so it should work. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, like I said, I'm on right now. You're waking up and just hearing it through the local speaker here. It's not going back out through the internet, though. Your side of the conversation, anyways, until you get a little stronger.
All right, I'll just switch over to 2-6 for now. I'll switch when I get on the freeway. I'll switch back over.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm very impressed that I could hear you from there and that you could even hear the repeater at all. So that's saying a lot about the new setup.
Yeah, very good. Funny thing is, you're kind of like, you know, I'm hearing like cuts in your audio for some reason.
Okay, I don't know why that would be. Testing 1-2, 1-2. Maybe I was over deviating. How's that? Hey, copy.
Hello, radio. Hello, radio.
Ma, is that you? Pa, I got the gold right here, Pa.
Hello, tech support. Is this tech support calling?
Did you turn the power off and back on again?
So that's a brand new Station Master you just bought, right?
I want a new Station Master. Where can I get a new Station Master?
So I have to ask Phil. He ordered it. But he's probably ordering lunch right now, so. Or maybe not. I don't know. Anywho, W8FU. Downtown Utica. Man, Fred, I told my daughter about that movie. I said, hey, your movie's there. She didn't say a word. I think they might have. They were at the bar the night they came home, and I was telling them about all the cool stuff that Fred TV has to offer. Maybe she was a little bit lit when she told me. Now she's a little embarrassed. She wanted to see that movie.
Did you watch the first? I just checked the file, so I just turned it on for like the first minute or two, and I'm like, oh my.
Yeah, it's gotten great reviews, but it's supposed to be kind of saucy, and it's a lot of people are comparing it to their, what was that one, Eyes Wide Shut that they did a while back. It was quite the racy little number as well.
Okay, I'm back. You copy me okay?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, hold on a second. Something happened on my end here. Oh, I think I know what's going on. I'll try again.
I was confirming you are back and we were hearing you, and I said, what happened?
Yeah, I was just on the phone, ordered. So it's Tony's Deli. It's under your name, and it's paid for.
All right, give me a second. I'm going to get that punched into the Googles.
Hey, Fred, I wonder if you could put a signal out there on my frequency and see if I'm hearing you. The transmitter's still only putting out about 3 watts, I think, if you were listening. Until Sean gets here with the amplifier. But if you could key up on 2.5, I'd like to see if you're making it.
From Clint here, I kind of doubt it.
This place, well, Eagle Harbor.
Well, if that was you, it was keying up, it was just noise, but it was keying up. It's impressive.
All right, this is on the 500 at Quinn M 59. Hello, come in.
Very readable, very readable. Noisy, but very readable.
So, that I'm going to.
Yeah, you'll take Telegraph, get off at Orchard Lake, turn right, you'll go right by my house pretty much, and as soon as you make the big curve to the south, it's on the restaurant's on the right. And then after you pick up there, just keep following, going the same direction, and you'll be here.
I'm trying to make a question into the
that's correct. Your direction. Right. Yeah, you're still pretty spotty. Go back to 2.6.
Yeah, I said I'm more looking for coordinates for my GPS than directions. I just wanted to verify it's in Kego Harbor. That's what came up for me, and it looks like it's on the path.
Okay, that was weird. That did not key up my machine. I heard you on 2.6, but it didn't key up here. What's going on here? Hold on.
Oy, oy, oy. Well, I guess I'll just look for Kego Harbor and cross my fingers, hope that's the right place.
Yep, that's the right place.
All righty then.
All right, I'm compiling the GUI firmware for this CDEC mesh tastic right now, so hopefully if it compiles properly, I should be able to try it out.
Well, you got something going on, because there's a lot of, like, dropouts, you know, like, that, you know, and other stuff, and I am westbound on 59, and it's still pretty tough copy.
All right, let me switch over to this one. Can you hear me on this one?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hearing you just fine, Fred. I'm mostly referring to Phil. He's having some trouble. His repeater's been sick for about the best part of a year, I think. Finally got somebody to go up there and do some antenna work and some other stuff. And now his PA's bad, and he's got other things going on. It's just like, you know, of course, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So, all right. 30 PCBs waiting to be delivered today from DHL, so take the PCBs and get them to start soldering on them tonight, so start building boards.
Yeah, we got to strike while they're on top while people still have, you know, the mesh-tastic attention span window is dimming a little.
I really think these TX, like the Pro TX, if they get this firmware working right, and I think that is better than trying to use, you know, Bluetooth to people's phone and all this other crap. You get a little handheld package, that's pretty slick.
I concur, but reports I've been getting is they're very, very fidgety, very difficult to operate. The keyboards are so small on them. At least that's what I've heard. You know, they kind of got that whole BlackBerry kind of thing going on, but not quite. I don't know, but it definitely looks like what I'd want, right, for a client device, provided the infrastructure was in. But yeah, I get it. We got to work on the infrastructure. There's not much you can do about that. But I have high hopes for when we get the two in here. That should be a pretty good. That should be one pretty good bridge, and then everybody else is working on other various projects and plans and things like that. So it's all good. And if these are remotely manageable with PoE, that really opens possibilities.
Oh, yeah, what I found, unless you have full firmware remote management, it's not, can't really. They
can't
go up on real towers.
Exactly. Yep. That's the bottom line. All right. I am coming up here on I-75. I'm going to switch over to Phil's machine and see how I'm doing now. All righty. This is W8FU, I-75, and M-59. Beep, beep.
Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Leave a message at the beep.
Where the heck did Phil go?
hold on. I'm on the phone.
Okie dokie. Fred, am I making it into Phil's machine adequately as I approach Pontiac here?
A bulb will flutter, but I can hear you.
Alrighty. He lunched his PA, so I'm running him out a couple of options. I got a Master 2 and a MSF PA to run to him, see how that does. See if he can get something cooking with a little snot.
Oh, look at you. I got my hours in for the week, so I'm working on my play toys projects while I'm waiting for DHL. Has probably 5 boxes coming from DHL today, they said, and I got 3 boxes coming in on FedEx, so I'm like, I'm just sitting here waiting for the postal person to deliver me some toys.
Wally likes toys. Alright, I am coming into downtown Pontiac. I gotta pay attention because it gets a little persnickety when you're coming into Pontiac from the east. You gotta navigate around downtown. I'll be back out on the other side in a minute. I'll be fine. W8FU.
Alright,
good. Man, I said I had to get off the radio so I could pay attention, and I still screwed up.
Okay, I'm back. Where are you now?
Southbound Woodward, turning on the Orchard Lake.
Woodward? What are you doing on Woodward? Wait a minute. I don't know where you are.
I am on Orchard Lake Road, heading west out of Pontiac. Just going through the light at Bagley, if you know where that is. I'm not sure.
Oh, you went that way. Okay, it will work. Yeah, just stay on there. You'll go under the Phoenix Center in Pontiac and come out the other side. Oh, no, you already passed that. I'm sorry. Yeah, just keep going down there, and you'll pass the Home Depot, and then you'll pass Telegraph, and you go about another mile, and there's the curve, and then turn right into Tony's right there.
Yepers, I kind of know where I am now, but I don't know where I'm going, but that's what Mr. Google's for. He tells me where I need to be and how to get there. Now, I am going through Don's neighborhood right now, going past Goldner Walsh, and I'll be passing your abode very shortly. So I know where I'm at, and the map kind of tells me where I'm going. So I'll, looks like I'm 6 minutes out from the goods, so I'll let you know when I get there. Well, I'll be here. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay, hold on, stand by. Okay, so how are you hearing it right now?
Very good. You know, it's full scale, and then every once in a while it drops off full scale, one bar, and then it pops right back. I'm at Old Telegraph right there by the Home Depot in the paint store.
Okay, I'm pretty noisy right there. That's surprising.
Yet it's full quieting to me, so that's weird.
Oh, I know what it was. I was hearing... Oh, that was weird. Okay, I gotta figure out something's going on. So, I was hearing you through the FBI. That's why it was sounding noisy. Why didn't the transmitter kick on? Interesting.
I'm so confused. Alrighty, just going past the party store. And gonna be going over the trail here in a second. I'll wave as I go by your place. Just going over the trail now. There's China Express. So, alright, I'm gonna focus on where I'm going because it looks like it's coming right up here, less than a mile. I'll let you know when I get back out on the road. But it's in my name, ready to go, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, as soon as you make the big curve, pulling, swinging into that parking lot.
All right, I'll be back in a few. W8FU.
Okay, AV8 clear.
KE8,
RUH. Okay, back on the road.
Where are you headed?
I am going to meet up with Phil at the 442.5 repeater site to hopefully get it back on the air in all of its glory.
And the 445.2, I believe is what you said. Where is that one located?
West Bloomfield.
Ah, very cool. That's that'll be nice to have that stretched out over there.
Yeah, I start to get pretty shaky when I start to get out, you know, the other side of Pontiac, Waterford, and, you know, and then 696 when you start to get out toward Orchard Lake. And this one, when the, you know, when it was working well, when the antenna was good, would pick up then, and you know, that was good. But the antenna took a whack, and it's been out for quite some time, but they finally got somebody to go up there and replace it with a brand skippy new station master, and But he also lost a PA in the deal, so might have been related, who knows. But So I'm on my way there with a replacement PA or two and sandwiches. So sandwiches will fix anything.
They certainly will. I'm just leaving Vivio's 2 on 12 Mile. I went and met a buddy for lunch and had a delicious sandwich. So they do fix everything.
Yeah, right in the neighborhood. Been there a few times. Good pizzas, good sandwiches, a lot of good stuff. So that's a cool. And looks like I'm a mile out. I didn't realize how close I was. So I may not be in here much longer.
Hey, Sean, I forgot to order some drinks. If you want something to drink, you can have to pick something up.
If you're okay, I'm okay.
I just have a bottle of water, so that's good for me.
All righty, I'm just down the street. Looks like I'm about 3/4 mile away.
Cool, Sean. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day, and good luck getting that thing back online. KE8RUH.
Yeah, so Sean, when you pull in, go around the back. You've been here before, I think, so, you know, it's down the hill a little bit and around the back.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I remember exactly. No problem. Okay, I can see the tower site. Oh, there's dudes on it. I think that's what I saw. Yep, look at that. There's a dude on the tower. All right, Anthony, I will catch you a little later. I am pulling up on my destination here. W8FU.
AV8PR.
There's a space right next to the door. You might want to back into there, like, on the other side of the white truck. No, back up. APR test 1, 2.
3, 4. WARCY, here's you loud and clear. Static 3.
Phil, are you in here?
Yeah.
Well, I doubled back. I wanted to go by that store right next to Tony's. And so then I just punched home, you know, just to see if my normal way back from the area was. And it's suggesting I come back south 5 miles. What's that? Having me run to 696? I almost feel like just running over to the northern route's better than trying to get messed up in that 696 crap.
I don't know. I use Waze, and I look at it. Sometimes I have to look at it because sometimes it will send you 10 miles out of the way to save 2 minutes. So I make a judgment then. So I look at the routes and figure out which is the best for me.
No, I'm asking you as a person that lives right here. I'm right in your neighborhood. If you were trying to get down to the restaurant on Saturday morning, you were at Tony's, would you go south on Orchard Lake and pick up 696, or would you go back and pick up, you know, Telegraph, Square Lake, all that?
Yeah, I would go Telegraph, Square Lake, I-75.
Yeah, that was my thought, too. And I was kind of puzzled because it was having me go back south, and I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. Plus, 696 is always a mess, so. Yeah, okay, I made the right choice, Ben. I'm going back toward your place, and I'm going to cut down from there. I'm more comfortable with that route anyhow.
Roger. Okay, sounds good. They're just wrapping up here, and I'll be out of here in a few minutes.
Sounds like a wiener. So, all right, very good. If you can't find that connector, it's just a 3-pin Molex. If you can't find one, I can cut one out of the cabinet. And also, I'll take a look at them brackets tomorrow. See if those look like it'd be easy to get you a set of them. I don't even know if they'd work because the way, you know, that's so much weight. They want the double rail system where it bolts in the front and the back. And unless you've got that cabinet that does that double rail thing, pretty common, the Motorola cabinets, so you're not going to be able to make that contraption work.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to mess with that power supply. It's just so big. I'm going to try to use the other one. And even if that isn't big enough, I can get another identical one of those fairly cheap, you know, and just have that on it, and it's a much smaller package.
Roger, there is that, so. All right, I just,
you know, that is a beast. It really is. That power supply is just a monster. And, you know, they're designed to go in service and, you know, they were designed to go in service in the 80s and not be taken out of service until, you know, the 2000s, you know, and no one ever visited them. No, so much as blew a dust bunny out of them. They all just cooked right along.
Alrighty. So, okay, I'll let you know what I find out with that, with the amp and everything, and I'll see where I go from there. But, so, we'll see how the range is using, okay, now they, that, yeah, the 3 watts out of the duplex, big, you know, is that what you're calling an alligator?
Yeah, what'd be the opposite of an alligator? You're a remote receive site. That's what you are.
Yeah, basically, it's a pipsqueak.
All righty, I'll let you get back to it. I'm just getting ready to get on telegraph here. I'm gonna see if I can find myself a coffee. I feel like a coffee. W8FU.
All right, W8FU.
Testing Woodward Square Link.
Full quieting.
Yeah, it's just flickering the first red bar over S9. So, transmit wise, not the greatest, but we knew that.
Actually, that's better than it was with the 20, with the. I don't know how long the amp's been down.
Is that Starbucks on the southeast corner new? I thought the Starbucks was on the at Woodward. I thought the Starbucks was over on the southeast. Looks like they moved across the street.
You know, I usually don't pay attention to Starbucks at all, so I couldn't tell you.
Right. Well, by the time I noticed it, I had passed the drive, so I couldn't get in, so now I'm committed to the freeway, so I'll be home before I get a chance to stop somewhere, and you know what? I'll be $4 to $5 richer.
There you go. So I'm on my HT, right near Tony's. Before I could not get in, hardly with the mole.
You appear to be full quieting in, but I'm starting to pick up noise on the transmitter, so I would have to switch over to one. As a matter of fact, I'll turn the volume down on this side and talk in here and listen there.
Okay, sounds good. It's starting to get a little noisy on the receive side, some fluttering.
All right, yeah, I'm southbound 75, just going over Adams, just hitting Troy city limits. Going over Square Lake, Old Square Lake. So, pulling away quickly.
All right. Well, I'm sure I'll see you Saturday morning, as usual. Catch you later, AV8PR.
Okie doke. Yeah, I'm real curious to see how that amp works out. And I've got at least one, you know, for projects like that. All right, catch ya. W8FU.
Okay, so are you still listening here?
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey, November 1, Kilo Romeo Delta, N1KRD. How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you? How's it going?
Yeah, not bad. Going pretty good here. Just making a quick trip to pick my son up from school.
Very cool. I'm on my way home now. I am playing with one of these brand new VTech UV Pros, and I'm running into a couple of little difficulties with digital mode.
Okay, I'm not too familiar with that radio. What digital mode does that do?
Okay, so it says it has a KISS TNC, and I finally, with a firmware update, I've been able to connect it to my phone. Now, the problem I'm running into is when I try to transmit on the proper channel for the VPQ node here there in Mount Clemens, it's like the radio says I can't transmit on that channel. I'm like, come on, dude.
Oh, is that one of the ones that's like the VGC uses that HT app?
The very same. Do you have experience with these? I've also seen that they have a mobile unit, like a car-mounted unit, that has no screen on it. It looks kind of neat, like you can mount it under the seat and run it off a tablet.
Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, I'm talking on one of those mobiles right now, the VGC ZRN7500. I don't know what it's called, the B78 mic. It looks like a little HD, basically. So my battery is back in my trunk or like my hatchback, so I got the radio back there and just use this. I have not used any of the handhelds, but this one, I use the iPhone, but it runs better on Android. So I got like a old Android phone that I'm trying to run it off of, and it's been definitely better through Android.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this radio so far, but like I said, I'm just having a few little hiccups trying to get the digital modes working, and that's the whole reason I bought it. I was really just happy with my little Baofeng handheld, but if I wanted to connect that to digital modes, I would either have to upgrade the radio, or I'd have to get one of those, the Mobi Link or the other one.
Okay, yeah, so I don't know, like, if you're trying to use, like, a GMRS frequency or maybe, that's why it's not letting you transmit. I know, like, the VGC ones are opened up so you can do pretty much whatever frequency in the meter, 70-centimeter range, but the ones that are through VTech or Radiodity has one, those are closed off to the particular ham band.
Yeah, I know. It's right there in the 2-meter band, so I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I'm not quite sure why it would say it's not supposed to transit on there. That's weird. I don't know if I lost you over there. This is Nick, N1KRD.
Hey, Nick, this is Ben. Sorry, I just got to merge real quick. I didn't have anything else to add, but yeah, like, that radio that you said you were talking on, that thing looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it a lot. They got a new one about to come out, N7600. I'm not really sure what's new or different about it. They got, like, pictures of it on their website, but, haven't heard a price or when it's going to actually be released yet. I think it's got to be pretty soon, though. I mean, this one's only, like, $180, something like that, maybe. And, yeah, it's pretty versatile for what it does, you know, just, like, how it's upgraded firmware to KISS TNC and, you know, it does APRS. And, yeah, it's just kind of all around a neat, interesting radio.
I cannot to get any APRS to work for me on the radio, through any of the apps, anything.
I mean, obviously I can do it, you know, through APRS Droid or through the HT app over the internet, but when it comes to trying to get to do it over RF, it's just not working for me. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
It is kind of clunky to set up through the apps and stuff. I know I got it kind of routed about a weird way where this handheld I'm talking on is actually connected to the Android phone because I couldn't get it to stop doing like a Roger beep when it's connected directly to the radio. But that's the one thing that's kind of annoying, like little quirky things in the app. I don't know how to give you advice on the APRS, but I would just say kind of maybe see if you can pull up a video on YouTube or something, see if you can figure it out that way.
Okay, so the app wants you to do something called synchronous settings. You've probably seen that prompt. Go through the general settings, I think it is, on the app, and there's going to be something called tone. That is the Roger beep, I believe. Oh, wait, no, I'm losing my mind. Never mind. Push talk release is the setting that you're worried about.
Yeah. I've tried messing with that, and it still is. Whenever this HT is hooked or connected by Bluetooth straight to the radio, and I go through that, it still is doing the beep. So I don't know. Might have to do like a factory reset and see if that takes care of it. I'm not quite sure. I suppose that couldn't hurt. As if I lose the channels and stuff, it's pretty quick and easy to program. That's one of the things I like about it.
Oh yeah, that if you that you really just keep the memories all in your phone, right?
Yeah, that's right. They should hopefully stay there.
It also looks like it's possible for you to export and import as CSV files as well, but they come in batches of 30. So I haven't played with it much, but it seems like that could be useful too.
All right. Hey, well, I think my name is Ben. Good chatting with you. I just pulled into school here, and I got a call from my boss. Better give him a call back. I'll catch you next time. K-E-8. I can't remember your call exactly, but anyway, this is November 1, Kilo Romeo Delta, 73-2, catch you later.
N1KRD, great talking with you. I will talk to you soon, brother. I've just arrived at my destination as well, so this is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey Clear, 73.
APR test, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, test.
Hey, Phil.
Hey.
Hold on. Hi, how am I making it from home?
Full gliding. And I can get in with my hand full gliding too from inside the house, which I haven't been able to do for a very long time.
All right, it's about half scale here. I just switched to mid power. Still good?
A little bacon frying on you, but still very good.
All right, the only thing I wanted to share is that on that PA, the outer connector is the input, and the inner connector, the one with the jumper hanging off of it, that's the output.
Um, output? You mean for power?
Yeah, amplifiers. They have an input connector and an output connector, right? Or antenna connector. It's not really an antenna connector in this particular case, but that would be the antenna side of the amp. I've got that jump. There's a jumper on it. The input is the outermost end connector. It's got nothing on it.
Well, it's two end connectors right on the unit itself. It says input and output. Are you saying that's not the case?
Yeah, but I don't believe they're mounted. So what I'm telling you is the one on the outside is the input connector, and the one on the inside that has a short cable connected to it is the output, or to the antenna.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was marked, and I don't recall it a big deal or anything on it. Hold on, I'm just looking up to it right now. Oh, yeah, you do have a big deal on it, right. Yeah, it says out input and output on right on it.
All right, good. I didn't know that it was marked, so just wanted to be sure in case it wasn't. There you go.
All right. Yeah, I got it on the bench. I'm trying to play around with it this afternoon yet if I can. So, talk to you later. ABA Pierre.
All righty. Catch you later. I'll be waiting.
Okay, S8 BOT, I'll be monitoring.
K8RUH. K8RUH.
KF8, that's portable. N8KDD Mobile.
W-A-E-A-P. Well, hello, stranger.
I am no stranger to this repeater. Or pizza.
K-P-A-N-D-A.
Well, I was wondering what happened. I haven't heard you on the radio for a while.
Oh, I hear another station out there. Stand by a minute.
Go ahead, KC8NDH.
WADAC, what's going on? How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, you're making in the repeater a little bit scratchy, but I got you in there. No problem, sound good. I take it you don't have the phone plugged in.
No, I'm on the handheld.
I'm almost thinking if you were to go to the KC8UMP repeater, if you have that program, it links to this one. You might be hitting that one better where you're at, maybe.
Yeah, that might be possible. I'm not near a window either, so I'm actually sitting in my kitchen. Dinner here. So I think you're going to be having dinner shortly as well.
Probably about an hour. So yeah, why don't you go eat dinner or whatever, and I'll get a hold of you, and then we can talk again, maybe get you set up on another repeater. So, yeah. Well, good to hear you're out there on your once per year conversation on the radio. So yeah, I'll talk to you a little bit later after you eat and after I eat.
Alrighty then. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm just about done making dinner, so I was down here for a little bit. I don't know, probably about 15 minutes, and hadn't heard from you, so I was just kind of monitoring to see what's going on.
Okay, well, I'll be out there in 15 minutes. I'll probably be home by then. I'll be on the other radio. So, very good. Enjoy dinner. WAEAP.
Yeah. In a little bit. The H out.
How you doing out there, KJO, if you're still out there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm only in 23 in garage. It ended up by Walmart. Got off work a little bit early. Well, no, I really didn't get off work early. Started at 8 o'clock today.
Yep. So I leave the house every morning, 8. Are you on the Warren or are you on the Mount Clemens right now?
Jump from Warren over to Mount Clemens if I'm closer to it.
Yeah, when I get home, I'm kind of in the middle between the two. Or I should say same equal distance the two. I don't call it between. Yeah, I guess I would be kind of in a triangle. Equal length to each repeater. It's about 9 miles to each repeater when I get home.
Yeah, I'll be on a Mount Clemens one because I'm on the grass. I'm like a straight shot north of it right now. So I get a pretty good signal.
Yeah, 43 degrees out. Hope it's warmer tomorrow. I might take the other vehicle to work. We'll see. Make sure there's not any nasty weather in the forecast.
Uh-oh, time to break out the convertible.
No convertible. I've had three. Well, my mom had one, and I had two. Sebrings back in, like, 2003, 2004. They were pretty sharp, too, if you remember. Yeah. I think it was 2000 and maybe it's 2001. Somewhere in the like, very early 2000s.
Yeah, the Sebrings are nice little convertibles. My mother-in-law had a Mercury Capri. That was back in the early 90s.
Yeah, and they had, remember the Volkswagen, I think it was a Rabbit Cabriolet.
Well, Cabriolet was the name of it, but it was a convertible. I think it was based on a Rabbit.
Yeah, the Volkswagen, it was a Rabbit Cabriolet. It was a soft top Rabbit. Oh, I love those cars. I like the GTIs too.
Yeah, when I was going to Specs Howard, a buddy of mine had one of those GTIs. A pretty cool little car. We'd shoot down to, actually he lived in Indiana and he'd come up for the week, stay at his sister's place, and then on the weekends he'd go back to Indiana, Fort Wayne, and I'd follow him down there sometimes. And yeah, that was a blast back then. Yeah, he worked a couple radio stations, so we'd go down there and spend all night going around doing maintenance on radio stations.
Sounds like fun. Definitely. I love radios. I thought about going to Specs Howard and trying out to be a radio broadcaster, but I stuck with my ham radio.
Well, my sister took the course, and it's the on-air, you know, DJ or whatever, but they do teach you some electronics. And when I went for electronics, but they did give you studio time. But, yeah. That's how I met the guy that, one of the guys that was my teacher, was one of the guys that got me my job at my current job.
Well, there you go. I got my job that I currently have through my father-in-law's father. He had an alarm system in his house, so he had a resident sales rep, and his secretary was the rep's mother-in-law, so they mentioned that they were hiring at the company, and went there, applied, and the rest is history. Been there for 32 years?
Yep, I've been at my place, so it'll be coming up on 30 years this July, it'll be 30. But fresh out of Specs Howard, I worked at CSX, WCSX 94.7 and 96.3 WHYT back then. Now it's WDVD, I believe. But, yeah, fun times. And I used to set up the remote broadcast. Well, I was an assistant chief engineer at CSX, and then at 96.3 I was assistant to the chief engineer, and I'd set up the remote broadcasts when we broadcast live from a palace or Pine Knob or whatever.
WCSX, good old Ken Calvert.
Yep, I worked there in 91, 92, and I worked at the other place, 92, 93, maybe 94. And I was freelance for about a year. Long story. And I started the place I'm at now at 95.
Yeah, I've been with, I started at ADT and then they split and stayed with the parent company, became Tyco Security, and now we merged and now I'm Johns Control Security. I've been doing since 98, but I've been with the company since 93. I was actually a central station operator and a dispatcher for the guard service. So that's how I got on the radio, and my buddy got me into ham radio in 98. Been doing that ever since, and then from, 2013, maybe 2011, 2012, somewhere around there, I was the announcer for all the horse shows at Armada Fair. And then COVID hit, and then my last year was 21.
The last year was the first year I missed. I had some health, my back issue, health issues, and it just hurts too much to walk. It's a lot of walking there, you know. So I didn't go last year. It's the first year I didn't go. probably 20-something years. But I usually go on a Saturday night, Sunday, watch the... I usually go to the tractor pull, the truck pulls.
Well, if you're ever there and watched any of the horse shows, the voice you heard on the White Tower, I said from the early 2010s to, I think, 2022, was my last year doing the announcing for the horse shows. But I did them all week long, every year. It was a fun gig. Last year, Holly Hutton did some of the shows.
Yeah, cool. Cool business. I think I might have seen a couple of the horse shows. Well, they had some concerts and good food. I don't know. The Romeo Peach Festival has some pretty darn good food, too. I don't know. It's a toss-up.
Yeah, I lived in Romeo for 5 years, and then I moved around and settled down in Memphis. That's where I've been since 2018. But yeah, I used to do all that. I actually was doing a horse show for high school, MIA is what they call it. And one of the parents came up to me, and they're like, "You have a radio face." I'm like, "A radio face? I don't know if to take that as a compliment or an insult. You say that I'm too ugly for television?" He goes, "No, you just have that." He goes, "No, you just have that voice for radio."
Well, if you're talking about Alan Allman, that was from Pillow Talk on WNIC. I mean, he was strictly not allowed to be seen in public. Did not match his voice. So I hope they weren't comparing you to him.
No, I think it's just my, I guess, personality or whatever. You know, just the way how I did all the horse shows and made it fun for the kids. And I remember Alan Allman. Yep, Pillow Talk from 10 p.m. to, I think, midnight or 1 a.m. or something like that. I used to listen to him every night. Jim Harper in the morning. I used to listen to him on WNIC. I can't think of who the other crew members were. When WYCD was first started with Dr. Don and all them, I used to go hang out at Young Country all the time. I think every couple months I'd just go up there with my wife and we'd just hang out for like 2 or 3 hours with the radio crew.
Katie Marasso.
That's her name, KCKGO.
Quick comment, 4 words from W8RCY. Hang on, I gotta think of the 4 words again. I just the words Katie Marasso, my brain just fried. Blue Speedo Bikini, former neighbor.
Okay, I'm going to rattle your brains a little bit. You remember Dino Day?
Well, thanks to my ex-wife listening to that station and Katie and her parents, Sam and Rose, as neighbors in my condo, I remember Dino Day.
How about you, Eric? Are you that old to remember Dino Day? I forgot what radio station he was on, though. I think we lost Eric. WDEE, that's the radio station with Dino Day.
Well, I had a break, and I didn't hear the word Katie Marasso. And then, you know, she was 18. Just getting into radio. I think he just came through Spec Howard, former neighbor, and she would lay out in the sun quite a bit in an aqua blue Speedo bikini, and I had the best view of the house. But lost track of her, and I don't even know if she's around anywhere. I cannot find her. Don't know. I don't even know if she's, I mean, God forbid, I hope she's still alive. There's, what,
15-16 years between us in age.
Throw that name out again because I lost you on it.
Now, I'm just talking about Katie Morosso. She was with YCE and Dr. Don and all of them. I lost track of her, and I know she was working for Chrysler Corporation in public relations. And then after that, I don't know what happened to her. Hopefully she's still alive. There's about a 15 to 16 year age difference between us.
Katie and Katie in the morning. After YCD got reconfigured, Katie and Katie went to 106.7, something like that, out of Ann Arbor, the new W4. I remember them. They went to Ann Arbor. Dr. Don Carpenter, yep, I talk to him quite often. Jill Forsyth, chat with her too. Gosh, can't remember the other ones, but they're all on Facebook. I got Jim Harper too. Great group of people to talk to. I've been to Jill's house, helped her with some plans.
Yeah, copy that. I just wanted to mention Katie Morosso because I still think about her and have great memories of her. Fresh out of high school, so on and so forth. So I didn't mean to rain on your parade with Eric. And Eric, you don't have to pout anymore. We'll let you talk.
W8EAP. I was going to say, if she's 15 years older than you, what crap, she's 100 years old. I don't think she's still around.
No, she's about 15, 16 years younger than me because I was in my early 30s when she was 18 and fresh out of high school and going through Specs Howard.
Still. Oops. Okay, so she's 70 now.
And we wonder why you're known as the instigator on the airwaves. W8RCY, gentlemen, get back to it. I'll go find something to eat.
Before you go, do you remember Sari Zalison, who was on late nights on WCSX? Remember her? Anybody?
I, for one, can't say I don't remember, but I was out of high school,
W9. I remember Nick the Bruiser.
And
I remember
Jim Harper and Terry Kane back in 74 when I graduated from high school with the original team. And then there was a lot of people with Jim Harper,
Jim was
dead. But I also remember Mike Bradley. I'm sure friends with Stacey DuFord, Cindy Canny, I don't know what happened to her. She's probably retired. And on the morning show, there was also the other girl, Lori something or another, or Laura, blonde hair, don't know what happened to her. All right, I'm checking out. I'll let you guys get back to it. W8RCY.
That was a nice double, but I heard both of you. You know, you got it on Karen Savelli. But, well, if you graduated 74, that's the same year my sister graduated, she went to Spec, so you might have known her. If you were going to Spec, I didn't hear the first part of that, but did you say that you went to Specs Howard sometime after 74?
Apologize to Cujo there if I doubled up on you. No, Katie Morosso graduated from high school in 89, and she was going into Specs Howard first year about that time. And, I mean, I just graduated, like I said, in 74, and I have a lot of memories of some great radio personalities as well. But I was either on WNIC or there was another adult contemporary station. I can't remember what it was. But then again, you know, people like Jim Johnson, who just retired recently. Kent Albert, you know, some are still with us, some are gone, but, I never went to Specs Howard. I wasn't, I didn't have the radio voice, nor did I have the TV face.
Well, like I said, I went there for the electronics, Yeah, I met a lot of people. I met a lot of people. Like, I think I went there in 89 to 90, I believe. Or 90 to 91, I forget. But during that late 80s, early 90s, I met a lot of TV or radio personalities. And I was usually, like I said, working on the equipment. I had to go up there on the weekends and take the mixers apart because ashes would get inside of them, you know, and no smoking, strictly no smoking in the studio, but they would, and we have to take the keyboard or the mixing boards apart and clean all the ashes out.
I guess it's my turn. Yeah, that's the one, Don, was Ken Johnson. Yeah, he just retired. Ken Calvert passed away shortly after his retirement party. And then Katie Marasso, she graduated the same year as my wife. And like I said, I never got to meet her personally. I always hung out with Dr. Don and Brian Hatfield, Jill Forsythe. Anytime they were at the State Fair, when the State Fair was around, always at the Young Country tent. So that brings back some nice memories.
All right, I'll just close out with this. If you ever met Katie Marasso at that time, late 80s, 90s, I guarantee you, you would not forget her. And like I said, after she left radio, I know she was working for Chrysler Corporation there in Auburn Hills, public relations. She was doing spokes work, you know, spokesperson work here in news conferences and things like that. And the first time I saw her was she was doing a bid for Chrysler, and she was on the news talking about it. And I said, God, that looks like Katie. I haven't seen her in 1,000 years. And then they showed the graphic, you know, Katie Marasso. And I go, I'll be damned, she's working in the automotive field now. And then after that, I couldn't find her if I wanted to. You know, so I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what happened. I don't know if she ever got married or whatever the case may be, but and when she was, like I said, 18, 19, and I was fresh out of a divorce, I was such a bad boy watching her lay out in the sun. WARCY, I got to go get something to eat and probably take a cold shower. But I'll probably take a cold shower first. Bye.
All right. I just looked her up. She's a freelance proofreader and copy editor at some advertising company. And it says 1990 to 91. Specs Howard, Radio Street. I just looked at her picture. Yes, I did know her. I do remember her. I did meet her back in the day. Absolutely.
Dog. Yeah. Well, WARCY, Tony, thank you, sir. Enjoy your cold shower and your meal. And then, Eric, if you're at Armada Fair this year, I should be there. You can usually bounce around there somewhere because I know a lot of people in the horse community. So, even though I don't do the announcing, I'm hoping to do it this year. At least I'll be around, hanging around a lot of the 4-H kids.
Oh, yeah. If you're anywhere near a microphone, I'll recognize your voice. No matter what radio you're on, your voice sounds exactly the same. When I heard you on MI5 the other night, was it last night? Yeah. You sound exactly the same. I thought it was your radio, but no, it's you. But, yeah, I hope to go there this year. It was a combination of things. Back was really bugging me, and I think I had plans up north. Something was going on up north, but I'm sure I'll be there this year, even if I rent one of those electric wheelchairs. I'm going to go. Maybe I'll hook that up and do a pull. Who knows? They should have a wheelchair division for the tractor pull. You know, a lot less weight, obviously.
That would be awesome to see. Yeah, look me up. Like I said, I'm gonna, you know, I'm either hanging out with the Halflingers near the end of the week. If the If the Clydesdales are there, I'm usually bouncing there. But besides that, I'm up and down the 4-H aisles, talking with all the kids there that I still know that are still showing, and the ones that are aging out. Miss it all. But I might be on, you know, I said, we'll see if I'll be on the tower. I told them I'd do it for free this year. So we'll see what happens. Holly did it last year for a couple shows, and I talked to her. I'm like, how'd you like it? She goes, you can have the job back. It's hard. I'm like, I know. I have a system. But I just pulled up in front of my house, and my dog is licking the window when she sees me. So I'll say 73 on your final. This is KJO.
Yeah, well, you know, in the meantime, too, if you're ever in Warren and I'm on the radio, you could, you know where I work. You could stop by. I thought you were going to, you talked about it before. All right, have a good one. Go eat dinner and go see your dog. Talk to you later. W8EAP.
Yeah, when I get in that area, I'll try to stop by. I'll look you up on QRZ. If you get an email there, I'll maybe text you or PM you or something like that. Have a great one. 73KCKJO. I am clear and out.
W8FSM Mobile. Scrambling.
Huh?
Oi?
Nice and quiet out here.
Guess I should go to this one instead of that one.
I think Jack is lonely. I'm back out. W8EAP.
W8FU. No, you promise?
Well, hold on. Let me check. Yep, I've got his underwear on. Must be.
He writes his underwear and his call sign in his underwear?
I used to do my name like Mom used to do, but, you know, there's more Sean's around nowadays than there was when I was a kid. So I go with my call sign. Now, I never lose my underwear.
Yeah, but 3/4 of those Sean's spell it the other wrong way.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny, you know. You run into another Sean, and usually the first thing you say is, how do you spell it? And then, you know, and usually when somebody says that, you're often expecting it. I don't know what to expect when somebody says that. I guess I'm expecting to hear the right way. And then sometimes, you know, somebody will ask you that, and, you know, it'll be the wrong way, and you'll just kind of go, oh, okay, yeah, great.
What if there was, like, a correlation between, like, left-hand and right-handed people with the spelling? Because, you know, at birth, your parents don't know that.
Yeah, but having the wrong one could rub off and make you slow, you know, so be cognitive disability through your adolescence and early learning. So I could see where that could really stunt your growth.
Well, I'm just heading to Fenton to grab my mail and my check. And when I get home, we're going to go downstairs because I got a bunch of boards to solder. And I got a whole bunch of 3D printing stuff and a new 3D printer. So, yeah, I get home, I got stuff to do in the workshop.
Okay, I saw the PDEX came in, but I did not catch the memo on the boards coming. Yeah, I guess I did see that. So, yo, that's cool. I just got repeater projects. I got so many lined up right now. It's just like every time I turn around, I got the guys in St. Clair. They want me to get my hand, and I've got the Mecca machine. And Phil's going to do his own stuff with his, but you know, I was helping with his a little bit today, and I got my own work to do. It's like, oy, oy, oy. I think there's at least one other. Not complaining, just kind of like, holy cow, all of a sudden when it rains, it pours, you know, and then it's like, then where do you get the time? Anyhow, I just pulled up, got the Jimmy John's. I'm going to get inside and partake.
Yeah, I got a box of stuff up for Mount Clemens, and I got a box of stuff up for Sterling Heights. So I can get those out of the basement, and those can go to those sites and installed. So I was hoping to have maybe the mesh done too. So if I get that done this weekend, maybe then I'll definitely need to box everything up and drop it off at your doorstep. All right, I'm just pulling down from the office here. W-A-F-S-M.
Or I could do a Halo Burger run. So any number of ways. Yeah, just let me know. Damages, stuff like that. Very cool. The other thing, too, is I need to talk to you about what I would need to do to attempt to get into Sterling on the 44 net. I think you have the client-side hardware figured out. So I want to get one. Give it a try. 9 kilometers. If I get up 30 foot, I can. I got a good, nice, clear line of sight. 9 kilometers. I'm thinking that's within range, but if I can't, I can just wait for the Warren site to go live. But anywho, that's something on my radar. All right, I got to get inside. Travel safe. Talk to you in a bit. Double. U8FU.
I forgot you messaged about that. Paul has the client radios. I believe I gave him 5 of each, so Paul should have some client radios down there already. So, alright. Pulling in. Should only take me 2 minutes, and then back on the road. W8FS.
What happened? To the 42 net. I want to get on the 42 net. 42?
Sound good, it's because your radio's working good.
Yep. Have fun with that. And get your radios ordered and we'll get them in.
I will. That'll make driving back and forth across town a lot more fun, and now I should be able to talk on the repeater all the way to Troy.
Well, not on that thing, but once you get something on the mobile.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean on a mobile.
Okay. Yeah, just watch the battery life on that thing. It's not the best. If you use it for like an hour or two, you probably throw it in the charger.
Yeah, I will. I'll keep the charge stuff. Do you think I can talk for an hour?
You? Yeah, I don't know if you can keep that short.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, I think this is quite a CUSO, Phil. I think this is the first time I've been on amateur radio in maybe several years.
Well, you got your license fixed, so welcome back.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm mainly just going to listen around and I'll get kind of a lay of the land and look at the repeater directories and take a look at all the links here, and we'll figure it all out. So thank you for your hard work the last couple of minutes. Good job.
Yeah, so just so you know, this is connected to the K8 FBI repeater in Warren, which is on 442.6, and it's also connected to one in Romeo, I think, and one in Richmond. There's also some other stuff out in the northwestern areas. Holly, stuff like that, is connected not all the time, but most of the time. So it's kind of pretty good citywide coverage.
Yeah, it's awesome. And those links, I know, with the exception of the one you mentioned at the end there, those links are active all the time?
Yep. You know, unless there's some extenuating circumstance, but yeah. So they're here all the way on the east side and the west side and all over.
All right. Really good. So there was no liquid material in that coax after he cut it, huh?
Supposedly, but it's so weird that it tested good in one moment, then next thing he's telling me, oh, there's water in there. So, I don't know. I guess that can cause some intermittent issues. But that's all, that part's all gone. And Sean put his fancy, his real high fluting meter on the new line and it reads perfectly.
All right, well, let me know if you need any help getting that amplifier, and I got to go out and buy some gumballs for our favorite fire chief.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, talk to you later. I'm just about home. Maybe 8 p.m.
73s. All right, big cap.
NHBBF.
November 8th to Zulu, Zulu Echo. I'd like a radio check. Anybody around?
NA, DVF.
Hey, DVF. This is November 8th, Zulu, Zulu Echo. How do you copy?
You're loud and clear. Apologize, I didn't catch the call the first go around. I had the music up a little loud. Saw the VFO bouncing.
Yeah, I'm having a little trouble with the digital. I couldn't check into the zombie net. I'm going to have to get the book out. Hopefully I didn't hit a button I wasn't supposed to on this thing. Not that familiar with it. I just started using some of the digital stuff. I know this isn't digital. I know what I'm on. But it's nice of you to come back to me. And do you still have that meeting out every time the Flying Bears at the club there, we bring a six-pack in and stuff?
You know, I don't know what repeater you were trying to go into, but I tried the, I want to say, oh, I'm pretty sure it was the Mount Clemens one, and I couldn't open it. I don't know if I don't have it programmed right in this radio or if it's having issues, so that may be related, and that I'm not sure of. I talk to Sean every morning on the drive-in from Flying Bears, but I don't recall him saying anything about any more meetings.
It would be like a swap and shop, sort of deal. Sometimes they take a six-pack or 12-pack of beer as your entrance fee. That was quite a few years ago. I'm not a member of Flying Bears. But I do go to the swap and shop in Monroe, and I've sat there across from them and with them at times. Well, I'll say 73. My name is John here. I live in Warren, Michigan. Been around a while. And, yeah, you see, was transmitting the ID the other night, but I couldn't get in either. I don't know if they have a receive site down or what, but and other times it seems to work. I don't know. 73 from NHZZ.
All right, John, good to meet you. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a beer sponsored Slop and Shop. I got a 5100 I got to get rid of, and I like drinking beer, so I'd be interested. But, yeah, I don't know, something might be a little wampus with the Fusion. So I'll try it again in the morning, and maybe I'll catch you out here another time. 73, NADBS.
Right, 73. And thanks.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 station, go ahead. Was that Golf Delta Charlie?
No, it was Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie.
Delta Delta Charlie, got it. You've got NADVF here. How you doing?
Very good. I heard you're in Warren. I'm just setting frequencies into my radio. I'm on the 442 frequency. I'm not sure which repeater I'm hitting.
Well, where are you at? That'll help me. But 442 is either going to be Romeo or Richmond or Warren. I forgot about Warren.
Roger that. It's 442-350. And I am in Flushing, Michigan.
Copy that. Yeah, you're not in my neck of the woods. You're on a link system. I'm coming in through the Romeo repeater right now. I'm northbound M53, so we're quite a ways away here. I'm not all too familiar with any of those repeaters over there, other than the fact that they are linked up to the ones on this side. I don't know what changed, but that one was not copyable. It was all static, so I don't know if you're on an HT, go back to where you were, or if you're on a mobile, maybe pump it up a little bit, but I didn't copy any of that.
Okay, so I'm on a handheld, just putting out like 5 watts, so what I was saying is I did know there was another link repeater system, but it's nice to know there's another one out there. Thank you for calling back to me. 73. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie. Clear on yours.
Yep, copy that one. So you're in, a little noisy, but yep, this is a pretty big network. If you go to allstarlink.org, if you're familiar with that, you can look up the Flying Gears Hub and see where they're all linked up. There's actually a bubble chart. 73, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie from NADF.